Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Well, good evening and welcome to my home here in beautiful Houston, Texas, and Breaking the Silence. And it's just great to be with you live tonight, the Sunday after Christmas and the Sunday before New Year's. So we're right in the middle of a couple great holidays, and I hope and pray that you had a wonderful Christmas with your family, with your friends, with the people that you care about, and you created some memories. I could actually take my camera and move it over to my little tree right there. And there was presents all the way out, just like crazy. Now there's not a single one underneath there. We just ripped through them, but it was just a wonderful, wonderful day here at the place. And hopefully you were blessed too, and got a little time to relax and just share and create memories with the people that you love the most. So welcome. There's several different ways to get in touch with us tonight. Just me tonight. Again, we start a guest up again in January of the new year, 2026. And so you're stuck with me tonight, but I'd love for you to be able to call in. Don is manning the phones there. It's a wonderful BBS radio station, which I believe is the best radio station in the world. And you can call him at 888-627-6008, and he with his wonderful web radio voice will patch you right on through to the program, and you can have a comment, you can have a question, you can just share something that's on your mind. We're kind of wide open tonight. I have a direction of where I want to go, but hey, I love off the cuff impromptu, so throw me a loop, pitch me a curveball, and I'd love to be able to talk with you tonight. You can also get on Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page, and we're being shown everywhere around the world tonight on all kinds of different sites, but that's the one that you can actually comment on that I'm looking at right here. And if you have a comment, put it on there, and I'll be glad to read that during the commercial break at the bottom of the hour at 8:30, or you can text me, like several people have already texted, saying, hey, you on tonight? Like, you're here. 832-396-6525. That and a dollar bill will get you a cup of coffee at a local restaurant. But anyway, 832-396-6525. And I would be glad to read your question or comment on the phone too. If you ever just need somebody to talk to, that number is also to me. I'm the only one that answers it. If you need somebody to listen to you, to try to help you, just to spend some time with you, feel free to text me on that. Say, hey, Greg, do you have a few minutes sometime in the next couple of days? And I'll get back with you pretty darn quick, I promise. And then we'll set up a time to be able to chat on the phone. And I charge absolutely nothing for my counseling. And I hope people don't say, well, you get what you pay for, but I've never have charged for counseling. It's my way of giving back to the world and to help people when I can. With the time that I have available on this side of heaven, I want to be able to impact and touch and help and assist and be there for as many people as I possibly can. That's the reason I was created. That's the reason I went through the stuff that I went through. That's the reason you go through things that you go through. It's not just to get what you can from it, but to learn what you can from it, find out how strong you really are through it, and then to be able to turn it around into something positive that you can help other people with it that are dealing with the very same thing. And that's what I try to do. And speaking of that, beginning in January of 2026, I will be on the road again. Willie Nelson and I, with that song, but we'll be out all over the country again. And I have one dandy year, just cram-packed with trainings, workshops, seminars. I do a lot of keynote speaking, a lot of different presentations. I have about 15 to 20 different topics. So if you ever want me to come to your school, church, medical organization about human trafficking, training, counselors, whoever it is, police officers, I talk to all kinds of groups around the country. I would love to do that. And I will work within your budget, even if you don't have a budget. We'll do it within that budget of nothing. Okay, so just let me know. But my 2026 calendar is getting pretty full. And I want to keep it full because it keeps me moving. Keeps me a reason to get out of that chair and to get up and get dressed and out into the world. Because the day you stop moving is what I believe is the day that you begin dying. And I want to keep on moving. I don't know if you've been out a couple of days before Christmas, and I've learned something new this week, that people are goofy, but stores anticipate us being goofy. For instance, before Christmas, a local bookstore was having their best sale of the year. You buy one book, you get the second one for half price. So if you buy a $10 book and another $10 book, you buy the first one for $10 and you get the second one for $5, which comes to a total of $15. I went by that same bookstore this afternoon because they were having another best of the year sale. Everything in their store was 25% off. So I grabbed several items. But when I got home, I'm thinking, wait, that's the same sale they had before Christmas. It was buy one, get one half price. If you buy a book for $10 at 25% off, and another book for $10 and 25% off, $7.50 is $15. That's the same as buying two $10 books at buy one, give one half price. And they think that we are that stupid. Well, wake up. The line was all the way down the front of the store. We are. We get that anxious to try to get the best deal in the world for the after Christmas sales. And all they did was change a sign to the same game. It was just different wording. Don't we get that all the time in life? It's the same thing, just a different way of getting there. It's the same deal, the same plan, the same outline, the same blueprint, and we expect something different. Something different is probably not going to happen. But as we go into this last week of the year, and Wednesday at midnight, it will officially be 2026. That is just another second tick of the clock. Doesn't really mean much, except there's a inner perspective, an inner anticipation that is something new, even though it takes us till February or March to date things right, because we're still putting 2025. I'm still dating 20 things 2024. But so how do you anticipate and use in a proper way the motivation of a new year, the ideology of a clean slate, a fresh start, a new beginning into us personally, into your personal life, into your business life, into your relationship life, into your financial life, into your health life, into your mindfulness life? How do you get that concept and be able to understand it? That's kind of what we're going to talk about. And if I go the full hour, fine. If not, we'll let Don play some music. I heard a beautiful song that his brother wrote just before we went on the show tonight. You can play that a couple times, but we'll probably go an hour. But if you have a comment about New Year's and what it takes to get you to be able to do things differently, feel free to call in 888-627-6008. And we have a mindset. But the first thing I think we really need to talk about is how can we tell where we're going if we don't know where we've been and where we're at? Bought a new car a few weeks ago. Has a GPS system, and so does this. But if you type in right now, and I'll see if I can do it, the little Maps app, it shows where you're at, and you have to enable the iPhone to know your location. So you have to release your location notification. So you're letting them know this is where I'm at. Because no GPS system in the world is going to be able to take you, for instance, from here to San Antonio if the GPS doesn't know where I'm located at. So the key to be able to start 2026 is to let your internal and mental GPS system to be notified of exactly where you're at in life. If not, how can you tell? How can you plan where you're going? I spoke to the church this morning and I was telling as we move into the new year, you have to change your focus. It's important that we change our focus because if we're trying to drive forward and all we're doing is looking in the rear view mirror, we're never going to see where we're going ahead of us. And you're going to end up in a ditch. It's the same way in life. So as we go into 2026, a lot of people do this. They get their little piece of paper out and their little ink pen, and they start making, okay, New Year's resolutions. Let's see. I want to lose 15 pounds. I want to save $5,000 in my savings account. I want to do, and you do all this. And the statistics will tell you, and it depends on what internet site you're on, because everything on the internet's true. Not. But that the internet will tell you approximately New Year's resolutions have an approximate life of viability of about 11 days. I think 95 to 98% of them are dead by February 1st. So we know, we ought to recognize, we ought to go ding, they don't work. So what do we need to do besides New Year's resolutions? I used to do it every year. I'd do the list. And then I would tape the list on the back of a picture or someplace and hang it up to where I would know at the end of the year, oh, where's it at? Because I would forget halfway through the year, what was my New Year's resolutions for 2010 as I was going into 2011? I couldn't even remember what they were. But this is, I'm going to show you a different way, I think, tonight to do it. But the first thing I really want you to be able to grab a hold of is to understand there's some things that we need to put into motion. And in my second book, When the Dark Clouds Come, I talk about this a lot, that anytime that you're getting ready to go on a trip, okay, there's several things that you have to do. You have to plan where you're going. You have to find out where you're starting from, which is what we talked about in the GPS. But you also have to pack for the trip, for instance, if you're getting in a car. But when you open up the trunk, if it is jam-packed with things from other trips and suitcases that have never been cleaned out or removed and taken into the house, then the first thing we need to do, oh, screw it into the computer, because this may be good, is to clean out your trunk. And I'm talking about emotionally. I'm talking about mentally. There's things that are baggage that we are literally carrying around with us that has weighed, has caused heaviness and has weighed us down for years. And you carry around something for so long, it starts wearing really thin on the skin. And it ends up rubbing into some nerves and gets painful. And it starts affecting everything about us. Like, it's almost like a physical weight, but it's just an emotional thing. So first of all, before we even think about going into 2026, can you do something for me? At least try. And I'd love to be able to hear your thoughts if you've done this or not. Open up your car door and punch the little button that opens up your trunk of your mind, of your emotions, of your past year, and let that trunk be opened. Then go around and look. What's in there? What's some of that stuff that we need to clean out? Now, sometimes it's as easy as getting back in the car and backing up to a dumpster and just literally throwing everything in it and close the trunk and pull back up to the front door and start loading with the luggage that you're going to go into with 2026. But sometimes you can't throw it away. It's things that's happened to us that are so ingrained in us, that are so part of who we are. What's happened to us? The hurts, the pain, the betrayals, the broken relationships, the dreams that never happened, the lies, the abuse, the neglect, and I could just keep on going. I'm not saying just because when that second hand gets to midnight of 2026, Wednesday and Thursday morning, that you can forget about it. But I want to encourage you to at least acknowledge the baggage and try to take it out of the trunk. And some of that baggage that you can't throw into the dumpster because it's too deep, it's too heavy. You don't have the ability to be able to pick it up and put it there, in the analogy that I'm using. You may need to, and this isn't easy, but it's important, Because we want to go into the new year with a real, true, fresh start, with a real new beginning. Then let's not take the stuff with us that drags us down. So you may have to take that luggage, that emotional baggage, the hurts, pains, abuses, and all those things. And you may have to pop the little latches on the suitcase and open it up and deal with what's inside that baggage. Now, you may think it's like a wound, that it's all healed. But in reality, it's not truly healed. So when you reopen, because if you still have it in your trunk and you're still carrying it around with you and it's still dragging you down, you're not truly healed. And I'm talking about mentally and emotionally and the Holy Family. So opening that up may hurt a little bit. It may take a little courage. It may take a little effort. It may take a little pain. But sometimes you have to. For instance, we had a lady fall at church this morning and hit her head on the concrete. And they took her to the emergency room. I would imagine the first thing they did before they sewed up the stitches on her forehead was probably one of the most painful things that has to happen with a wound. You ready? Now lean in. For that wound to seriously heal properly, you have to clean out the dirt. You have to purify it. You have to antiseptic it. In the olden days, grandpa would just pour bleach on it or whatever it was. Mercuricome. Remember Mercuricome? All my land is Mercuricome. You could have an arm hanging off and, you know, grandpa would reach for the Mercuricome. Oh, that Mercuricome will fix it. But you have to clean out to make sure all the dirt, the crud is gone. And then healing can properly take place. If you have this stuff in your trunk emotionally and you've never released it, it is still not truly healed. So one of the first things I ever do when I'm counseling people is I say, what I want to do, no matter what you've been diagnosed, no matter what other therapist, whatever doctor told you, what I want to do if you come to me, and I don't ask people to get rid of their therapist or their other doctors, no, I just want to be able to give them somebody to talk to, is let's clean out that wound. Let's not pretend it's not there. Let's just forget about it and it'll be fine. Oh, no. It becomes infected. And it goes deeper and it starts scarring us internally and starts taking years off your life. Silence is the killer. So you need to, painful, clean it out. Get the dirt out. Talk about it. Put it in a journal. Discuss it with a counselor, somebody that you trust. And I want to know the down and dirty. I want to get rid of all of that. When you acknowledge it, 70% of the battle is already over. When you just acknowledge it. And the other 30% takes work. Takes dedication. Takes an effort. Takes a choice of I have decided to deal with that. And I am going to overcome it. Yes, I was abused. Yes, I was hurt. Yes, I was betrayed. Yes, whatever it is. Yes, you were done wrong. Instead of allowing it to fester inside and become infected and make good people bitter. And then the bitterness starts affecting all of us in all of our body. So when we go into this new year, it's important that we know where we're at. How was 2025 for you? How was it to not deal with that issue? How's that working for you? How's that helping your marriage? How's that helping you at the office? Is it helping you with your friends? Most importantly, how are you dealing with it? How's it really? And I don't want to be harsh. I hope you don't think I am, because I don't think I am in life, but I don't want you to take it that way. What about grief? Have you really dealt with it? Have you really opened up and talked about it and shared it? Find some place that you can go and do that with. As you go into a new year, if you don't like what 2025 did for you, then what is it? Craziness or madness or insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. 2026 will be no better. Why not start this new page in your life with a clean page? And as we're going with the scenario, with a clean trunk emotionally. And then, as you reflect on that past year, how was it? What went well for you? What challenges did you face? What did you learn about yourself? And reflecting helps you identify the areas that you need help with, and the areas that you've grown, the areas that you have gratitude for, and the areas that you need fortitude for. Provides a real good foundation for the future. You also need to kind of set some goals. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break, and we're going to set goals in a different way. And I want to see what you think about this. And if you want to try it, I've done it for about the past, I don't want to blow wind, 6 years maybe. And I like doing it. It's helped me. And I'll show you what it is. I'll tell you what it is about one thing that you can do to change your entire year. Hang with us. 888-627-6008. We're going to take a short commercial break and we'll be right back. Get online with somebody and say, hey, get on the show, because he's getting ready to tell us one thing that can change our next year. We'll be right back. Hang with us.
Get ready for a life-changing journey. From the best-selling author of Shattered by the Darkness and When the Dark Clouds Come, Dr. Gregory Williams is back with his highly anticipated third book, Embracing Your Scars, Learning How to Turn Life's Pain into Life's Power and Purpose. Have you ever wondered how to transform your struggles into strength? Do you want to stop hiding behind the pain, the heartache, and instead learn how to turn those scars into the very fuel that propels you towards greatness? If you do, then this book is for you. In Embracing Your Scars, Dr. Williams shows you how to take the negative experiences of your past and turn them into the very source of your future success. Don't miss out, because your transformation begins here. The book is available soon on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever great books are sold.
All right, welcome back. When you buy that book, you can buy one for get the second one for 50% off. I'm just teasing. Don't fall for those sales like that. I tell you what, we're talking about the new year 2026, and welcome back to my home here in Houston, Texas. And the Texans, the football team, plays right over there, and they have done so well. They almost blew it yesterday, but they came through good. They're on a roll. I'm kind of anxious to see what the postseason is going to do for them. So go Texans. So excited about that. I don't think Kansas City is going to have such a good outcome as what the Texans are this year, but they've had their day in glory the last several years. Anyway, 888-627-6008. I'd love to talk to you, hear your comments, hear your thought, maybe something that you do each year out of tradition. But I do know, as we continue on with this, that a new year, a new chapter, a new verse, or just the same old story. But I do know that we get to make the choice. Is it going to be same old, or are we going to try something different? Or are you happy with what's going on? Or you say, man, I was hoping to get so much better last year. And this isn't always about weight. Isn't always about stopping smoking, stop cussing. Those are resolutions. Those are things that, those are habits. I'm talking about transformational change that can absolutely change who you are. Unlike resolutions that fade at least by February, I don't know if you tried this or not, but I've done this for years. I've done it consistently for the last 5 or 6 years. Matter of fact, somebody finally picked up on this and wrote a book about it, John Gordon. I believe it's John Gordon that did it. And sold millions of copies of something that we've been doing for years. I'm not saying he stole any ideas because he don't know me from Adam, but he wrote a real good book on it. And it's called The One Word. And I don't have it. I've read it several years ago. But I started writing down this afternoon as I knew I was going to be on here for an hour. And just some thoughts about the one word. Having one word of the year can become a steady guide for you. It can become your anchor. I even encourage families to do this. You can have one, get the kids together and the husband and the wife and everybody say, hey, we're going to do one word for each of you individually. And then let's do a word for the family. Whatever it is, we're going to talk about this one word. I do it at church. Next week, I will announce what the word of the year is. And in the past, we've had prayer. We've had the word of God. Abide in him and he abides in us. Fellowship. We've had all kinds of different hope types of words. And it kind of gets us to rally around something. So in the next 20 minutes, let me just tell you what I think some steps to do and see if you don't want to try to do this and maybe practice this and see if it works for you. But it can become, it can shape your mindset. It can absolutely influence and guide your decisions. And it can bring clarity to what actually matters as the year unfolds. And since it isn't a long list of thou shalt nots or thou shalts, you don't forget it because it's easily made into a wallpaper on your phone. You can put it on a sticky note all over the house, all over the office. You can make a screensaver on your computer or desktop with that one word. You can even come up with neat ways to be able to design it in those word configurations that you can get free now, and just word maps or whatever. They all come up and they jumble the word in different ways and different fonts, and it can be a fun way. But you don't have to, it's not something that you really can forget. It's going to be ingrained up here, but it's just not something that you, it's something that you grab a book and you go, okay, the word this year is going to be this. No, it's something that you think about. And if you believe in praying, that you pray about and that you assess and go, okay, what do I really want next year to do for me? What do I want to receive? What do I want to be? How do I want to react? How do I want to respond? How do I want to carry myself next year? And at its core, choosing this word of the year is about self-awareness and intention. I am going to be intentional about this. I'm going to be deliberate about this. Now, it's less about perfection, and it's more about direction, how you want to feel, how you want the year to turn out. That's what it's all about. And you might already have your word that instantly resonates with you, but you may have a couple, two or three themes that's starting to come to mind already, and it starts showing up. And either way, trust as we're going through this, what stands out in you, and then start from there. So how do you really choose this one word for the year that I'm asking you to do along with me? Here's a simple step-by-step, okay? Number one, grab a piece of paper, be a little sticky note. Make two columns. On one side, write down everything that went well this past year. On the other side, write the things down that you may want to change this coming year. Don't worry about grammar. Just start, just brain dump. I just call it brain dump. Don't worry about full sentences. Just, start jotting things down. And then start reviewing the list, and when you're done, of what went well, how to make you feel, what do you want more of, and then choose 1 to 5 words that really speak to you on how you want your year to feel next year. A noun, a verb, anything works, just word that feels good to you. 4 or 5 words. Write them all down and then review them over and over. And then start narrowing it down to one that you know that you need more of in your heart. So, for instance, if you're just an absolute bear with short-temperedness, you hate to wait, you're constantly aggravated at that, then maybe patience would be a good word for you. If you always see bad things in everybody and everything, you just can't, the sun is shining, but it just ain't quite the brightness that you want each and every day. And you're always complaining and all of that. Maybe positivity. You can pick out any of these. I'm just pulling these out off the top of my head. But to really resonate on what you want in your heart as you start narrowing those down, and then find the one, and then put that one word, understanding, courage, balance. If these two columns, everything that was successful on one side was work-related, financially related. Everything that you'd like to fix was family, relationships, things of that order. Then balance would be a perfect word, because it sounds like the work life is a little out of balance. It's out of kilter. So you can use balance as a word, and that just, and that would reflect that entire list. I want to be both with my family, and I want to be successful at work, but I need to not work 18 hours a day. My family needs me more than that. I need to be home with them. So that's the kind of word. Resilience. Empower. Focus. Thrive. How about gratitude? You're just sour about everything, bitter about everything. Maybe you need to work on gratitude. Work on being thankful. Peace. Inspire. Kindness. So you put whatever note that whatever word that you come up with on a sticky note, just a little sticky note, and then put it someplace. And then do another one there on the refrigerator. Do another one at the office. Do another one above the windshield of the visor there in your car. And do it, put it on your phone, whatever it is. And you're going to find out that there's a lot of benefits from choosing this one word. And when you pick it, make sure you share it with people. This is my word. And have fun with your family and help them. But don't, please don't, go to your husband and say, I picked out a word for you. Be happy. Stop being so angry. You know, meanness. Don't pick out a word for them, but explain it to them, or let them watch a show or whatever. Or you know, maybe want to look that book up somewhere. I don't even know if it's still out. But talk about it. Make it a family event. Everybody gets to do a word for themselves, and maybe even a word for the family. And there's some benefits for this. The first thing is the simplicity of it. And also it focuses our mind and our attention. Unlike complex resolutions and a list of them, a single word is simple. And I like that KISS analogy, keep it simple, stupid. So keep it simple and easy to remember. And it provides a clear, focused theme that ought to be able to start becoming a guide of your actions and decisions throughout the entire year. So the simplicity and the focus of it is a benefit. Number two, it has flexibility and adaptability. A single word can adapt to changing circumstances and can be interpreted several different ways. Patience. You may have, when you wrote patience down, you mean, I'm just going to be more patient with my children. But then things go to hell in a handbasket at the office. And you can still use that word, even though things on your good side, bad side, was great at the office this past year. But you use that same word, and it's flexible enough to be able to be incorporated into that. It doesn't have to be, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds. It's more flexible. It's more adaptable. And it can absolutely be used in every kind of circumstances. And it has that kind of flexibility, just being one word as your life unfolds. Because we know, as you start going through the year, what do we experience? Life. What do we experience in 2025? Well, things were going great until the car broke down. Things were going great until you fell and broke your leg. Things were going great until you lost your job. And in this, It gives you that ability to be adaptable and flexible. So it doesn't have to be thrown up. The years change, and we're going to throw it away. No, if you get the right thought process in this, it's very flexible. Number three, it also promotes self-reflection, which I think is important. The process of choosing a word properly should really encourage a deep introspection about your values, your goals, your likes, your focus, your dreams, what you hope to be, how you want to improve yourself. And it can't get any better than that. It really does promote, if you do it right, the opportunity to be able to really reflect what's going on in your world and what's important to you about what you want to go on in your world with you in the following year. Also, it creates intentionality. Having a guiding word helps in making more intentional choices, and it's a constant reminder of who you are, of how you want to improve, of what area needs some of those rough edges sanded down and made a little smoother. We all have them. We all have them. With people at the office, with your significant other, with your wife or husband or kids or whatever it is, we all have things that we could do better. So it also creates that. It encourages growth and development. By focusing on a specific theme or quality, you're more likely to take steps in that direction. Because it's there in front of you all the time. It's right here every single day. You may be one of those people that have never showed up at an appointment or an engagement or a meeting on time in your life. Maybe your word needs to be punctuality, and it's there. And you start processing that, and you start working on that, and you start refining that instead of, oh, that's just the way I am, or that's our culture, or that's who we are, or everybody in my family's that way. And if it's something that really grinds on a nerve, or if it's not so pleasant with other people that have to deal with you, then maybe that would be a good word. And it encourages you to be able to grow in the area that you have already succumbed to, that, oh, that's just the way I am. I'm never going to get any better. No. We can always improve ourselves, and it'll help us do that. And it'll also, number six, provide us a sense of direction of where we're heading. Your word of the year can literally be the lighthouse of the future in July. That word's still going to be there. It could shine the light of how you're going to be able to be better by July in that area. Does that mean you get a new word in July? No, you just continue to get better as the year goes. And then the following year, you do another word that has another layer of growth in it, but it provides somewhat of a direction. We're not just doing things just off the cuff all the time. I have a direction that I'm heading, and I want to be more patient, more kind, more tolerant. Whatever it is, whatever word it is for you. It also enhances a word that we use here on the program every single week. Mindfulness. It gives a more mindful approach to life. mindfulness. It's one of those words that we use all the time, like trauma-informed and all that stuff, that sometimes loses over the years the meaning. But mindfulness is just, you got your mind on it. You're taking care of you. And it enhances that, of who you are, how you are, what you are, what you want to become, how it impacts other people. And I guarantee you, if you pick the right word, 2 or 3 months into this process, there's going to be people saying, wow, Wanda, I tell you, something's different about you. And you go, what with that? That's the impact of what this one little word can be if you do it right. If you really think it through, pray it through, work it out, and seriously consider the one impactful word for you for the year. It also builds resilience. It becomes a source of strength and encouragement. I'm not going to be late to that meeting. I'll get there 10 minutes early. I'm one of those anal people. My name's Gregory A. Williams. A stands for anal because I am there 20 minutes early, if not an hour early. When I go to speak, I'm always in the parking lot. Normally, an hour or hour and a half early. I'm usually in the town that I'm speaking at several hours early because I don't want a flat tire. I don't want a late plane. I don't want a delayed trip. I don't want anything. I want to make sure I'm there like I promised I was going to be there. But it builds that resilience in you, that whatever that word is, it gives you strength and encouragement that I'm going to work on that. I need work on that. I'm determined to be better in that area. It also, number nine, encourages positivity. Choosing the right words can really make a positive impact on your life. It can really make a difference if you really think it through and work it through and pick out the right one that's an area that you really want to gravitate towards. Okay. Last thing, and then we're going to close. So I'll let Don close out the show here just in a second. Number 10, it creates a personal narrative. Ooh, that sounded official. Over time, and you don't have to announce these, you can, but over time, the words that you choose year after year after year becomes a roadmap of your personal growth. Do you ever have those in the house that you grew up in where there was a closet wall or a corner of the home that your mom or dad would mark what your height was and then put Greg 3/1/1968. And it was here, you know, here. And then the next time you would do it, you'd grow 4 or 5 inches. Greg, you know, December 1969 or whatever. And then you go up all the way up. This is what that one word of the year can do for you. It can actually become a story of how you've grown and how you've refined and how we've become better instead of bitter. I don't want to be that grumpy, crabby old man that other people become. I want to be the happiest, the silliest, the one that laughs the most. I want to be that person that when I walk in the room, people are glad to see me, like, oh no, Greg showed up. I don't want that. No matter what my body's going through, no matter what's happening to me physically and what's happened to me in the past, I want to be better. And this process works for me. It may not work for anybody else. If not, just hit delete. We'll see you later. See you next Sunday. But it works for me. and it's worked for thousands of people, and it may work for you. Give it a try. And at least 1 year, give it a shot and see what it does for you. Want to let you know, I appreciate you sharing with us all the way around the world on this program week after week after week. For years, I've been with you here on the beautiful BBS radio station. And I hope to have many, many years more inside of me to be able to share awesome guests that we have for 2026 coming on. Some people that are well-known people that's going to be on that I'm really excited. I had a book so far in advance to get them on the program because they're in high demand. But that's going to be what our 2026 is going to be for you. Keep joining us here. And I hope I have kept my pledge from day one that if you give us 45, 50 minutes every Sunday night, I promise you it'll be something that is said that can be used to help you or somebody else in your immediately family or friends or at the office the following week. And I hope I haven't let you down because you never have me. And thank you for being here. I appreciate it. As you go into the new year, be safe. Don't forget to give God the glory for getting us through one more year. And may 2026 be the happiest and most prosperous, most joyful, and best year you've ever had in your entire life. And never forget, no matter what 2025 did to you, there's always hope that 2026 will be the best yet. Tell you what, the best is yet to come. God bless. We'll see you next week right here, live from Houston, Texas, with Breaking the Silence. Good night and Happy New Year. We'll see you.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.